This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, Samantha, it seems like summer has just started, but for the school kids, it's just about over, isn't it?
I know. I think the teachers have to go back August the 6th. In Yancey County, and I'm not exactly sure when the kids go back, but I guess I need to find out.
Not far after that, and with school starting, and we've got some issues that kids have to deal with, and unfortunately, bullying, domestic violence, and whatnot all kind of spill over into the school environment, and that's something kids have to deal with.
Yeah, and something that the schools are having to tackle. And I know there was something in the newspaper recently about a bill that didn't pass. Do you want to talk a little more about
that? Yeah, there's been a bill before the state legislature about the bullying, and because it contained references to all kinds of bullying, including sexual people of different sexual persuasions, it became a hot political issue. And I guess it got tied up and never got passed. So
I think only one vote. It didn't pass by one vote.
Yeah.
And it was because someone was concerned about reference to homosexuality in the bill.
And it's unfortunate because regardless of how you feel about that issue, you know, dealing with it in a situation of violence or bullying somebody because of that is not an appropriate way to deal with it. So, but maybe sometime down the road it'll come back again. And I know in Mitchell County, Rick Sperling, who is now the assistant school superintendent, has a bullying program that he implemented in Mitchell County, and it's actually gone statewide and even nationally. I was talking to him last week, and he had just gotten back from, I think it was South Dakota, someplace in the Midwest, where he was presenting his material and his program to one of the school systems out there. So it's something that's unfortunately becoming widespread, and there's a need for it. You've got some information about cooperation among domestic violence shelters and schools that's going to take place.
Yeah, I was at a meeting, North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence Western Regional meeting, I believe it was last fall, and I need to find out more information about this, you know, how far along this is going. But ultimately, the state will require that executive directors of domestic violence programs in each county work with the school superintendent in the various counties, and that we work together hand in hand, actually going to some meetings to foster that relationship between the school system and the local domestic violence programs. So we will be working in the school system or working together somehow,
right,
to help wipe out bullying, and also to recognize children who are coming from families where there's domestic violence, how to assist them.
Actually, both Mitchell County and Yancey County have a good relationship now between our shelters and the schools. I know we have a program in Mitchell County where we've, over the last couple of years, have started going into the schools and presenting programs that deal with how to have healthy relationships without violence coming into it. And I'm sure,
exactly,
I know you have,
yeah,
a similar kind of program here in Yancey County.
We work with the high school as much as we can, and also at least one of the middle schools. And I have been talking to the school superintendent over here over the past year or so about, you know, ultimately getting into the elementary schools. But you know, with the state kind of pushing this along, you know, we're going to try to figure out a way where we can work together with, without, you know, as few interruptions as possible for the teachers.
Well, you know, we've observed, not just us, but anybody that's been in this field observes that domestic violence and sexual assault is something that's generational in nature. And if you grow up in an environment where that kind of stuff is going on, you're more likely to participate in it in your relationships as you get older. Unfortunately, that happens in school. So even though you're child doesn't see this at home, he or she's going to be exposed to other kids,
exactly,
who are tending to do this. And unfortunately, violence is creeping into our school systems, and it's something we have to deal with. So
and in the bullying, a lot of times when kids feel that they have no control at home, They will bring that anger to school. And maybe they're not seeing exactly domestic violence or have been sexually assaulted, but if there's childhood sexual abuse or, you know, physical abuse going on, they're very frustrated.
So pay attention to it if your child brings those issues home and discuss it with them. In the meantime, let's give them some phone numbers if they want to talk with us.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.